He old enough mem bezim ralef. Yeah. His last two dots was again what became the chomarim again. Ain't the bechor. Omer Abchiz the machlekes by andrugnus. Machlekes was only by andrugnus. That's a behemoth that has both simonim. Ava betumtim, but a behemoth that the simonim is covered up. You can't tell if it's a zarcher or a keva. Divri hakol sveikalu. Sveiku. Everybody agrees. That's called a suffik. And therefore the kodesh misveika. It's a doubt whether it's a zarcher or it's a nekeva. Therefore misafik. It's a bechor. The Rashi says the machlekes means the kamri rabbonim basroi that bury who they say is called a new creature, new bury. That's for sure. It's part of a bechor. That's only about an adrugnus. But a tumtim where the simonim are covered up, everybody holds it's a sveika. Omle Rova says back elamiyativ. So the erchin yarech. How come by erchin if a tumtim makes an erchin, he should have a pasht of erchin. Alom Yatabtav Membeis here. Alom Atanya, how come we learn it? The Pasuk says, Hazocher v'loy tumtum v'yadrugnis. The Radash in the Pasha of Erechim, you say Erech Yolai, it only applies to a Zocher, to a man, he has his Erechim, how much he's worth, and we dash in, not a tumtum, not a nadrugnis. So the question is, how could you memayit a tumtum? We're saying now a tumtum is a pshat, is we have a doubt what he is. But like Kalpi Hashem, there's no doubt. It's for sure either a Zocher or a Keva. Taka the Torah said there's no Pasha of Erechin by a Tumtim. Smor says, you have to say it's a Sami Mikan Tumtim. Take out a Tumtim. It's like a true. A Tumtim would have a Pasha of Erechin. It's only an Adrugnis that that's called like a Ber Yevifnei Yatzmo. He has these both Simonim, and he's not on the Pasha of Erechin. Toshima, it says, Yochlai would have thought to say, Lo Yehei Bi Erechish. Maybe it is a Tumtim and Adrugnis is not on the Pasha of an Erech of an Ish. But it would be in the pasht of how much a lady is worth. Talmud Amar, the pasuk says, no, hazocher im nekeva. So we darshin v'loy tumtum v'yandrugnis. Again, we're mamayit the tumtim. Mashma tumtim is not stam a person that's a sophic what he is, but it's a new barrier. And therefore it's not included, not in an isha, not in an ish. So it's not like we're saying. It's not like Rav Chizda. So Mora says, enechlami again, sami mikan tumtum. Take out the word tumtum from this brayse. It's not coming lafuke tumtim. It's only coming lafuke in adrugnis. Toshima im zochor im nekeva. Talk about korban oilo, but bringing the korban im zochor im nekeva. No, love that korban shlomim. Bishlash is bishlomim. So, but korban shlomim, it can be brought either from a zochor or from a nekeva. Suppose it says im zochor im nekeva. Zocher vadai, nekeva vadai. It could be either one, but it has to be a vadai zocher or vadai nekeva. For loy tumtum via drugnis, not a behemoth that's a tumtum, that both the simonim are covered up, on a drugnis has both simonim. So again, mashma tumtum is a new barrier, but not like a chiz, it's not tamasophic what it is, because if it's tamasophic, it's either a zocher or a nekeva. So for korban shlomim, the monoshach should be kosher. So Mor says true again. Samimikan tumtum. Take out the word tumtum. That's not a miyat. Enechlami, you could bring a tumtum for korban shlomim. Toshma, come in here. It says hazochu vidarshin again v'loy nekeva. It's by korban oila. Kishuayim lamat zochor. When it says again zochor a second time, shein tamlam. Didn't have to say it a second time. Ma tamlam wasn't say a second time the word zochor. That's lohitzi tumtum viadrugnis. That a tumtum viadrugnis. You can't bring it for korban oilo. So again, you see a tumtum like it's vadai, and it's not a suffix. It's like a vadai, not a zocher. So it's again, it's a kashan of chizda. So Mor says again, sami mikan tumtum, take out the word tumtum. That the person would not be made a tumtum, since a tumtum is a suffix, whether it's a zocher or a cave, it's only a doubt for us. But the Torah, like Hashem, knows what it is. So you don't need a posik to say, not a tumtum. Toshma, come and bring another proof. Gemara in Yevomis, it says, hanevad v'hamuksa. If a behemoth that was never, they worshipped for Avodah Zorah. And Rashi says all these things are talking about a korban or oif. You bring an oif, a bird for a korban. So if it's a never, if they worshipped it, or else for Yamuksa, they set it aside to worship. Or else for Yesnan, this bird was given to a zayna for pay if they have znus. Or else for Mechir, somebody traded a dog for a bird. So you got the bird now that's the sale of a dog. All these things are possible for korban. V'tumtum v'yadrugnis. That kulam, all these cases, if you have this oif and you bring it for korban, you should know mitamim begodav abeis abliyim. If you eat from it, so it mamash has tumas nevela, because it's an oif, and an oif really needs a shchita. Only by a korban is enough to make a malika. Now here you made this for a korban, but it's a postle korban, they're not fit to be a korban. So therefore the malika is not matarit, so it's like you made a nevela out of it. Therefore if you eat it, you eat a kazayas of it, it's mitam yu abeis abliyah. Reb Elezer Oymer, Tumtum v'yadrugnes einem metamim begodim abeis abliyah. No, Reb Elezer holds no, Tumtum v'yadrugnes not metamim begodim abeis abliyah. Sure, Reb Elezer used to say that komokim shenei mazocher in a kevom atamoytzi tumtum v'yadrugnes mibineim. If the Torah is makpid to have a zocher or in a kevom, so then the tumtum and v'yadrugnes is not included. They're like a barrier, that's a new creature. But the yif, by the parsha of an oif, when you want to bring an oif for a korban, the Torah doesn't say any difference between a zocher and a kevah by yifis. It just says to bring an oif. But it doesn't say a difference between a zocher and a kevah. Therefore, ein atam moitzi tumtum v'yadrugnis v'nayim. I would not take out a tumtum and a drugnis. They're both kosher, even though this oif is an adrugnis or a tumtum, is kosher for the korban. Why? Because by oifis, the Torah doesn't say you need a special min, a zocher or a kevah. Mashmulo by a behema. The Torah says a zocher or a nekevah, or else even if it says both, a tumtum is no good. So again, the Kuru we see a tumtum is called like a new barrier. It has no shaykhus to being a zocher, not a nekevah. So not like a chizder again. So Mer says again, sami mikan tumtum. Take out the word tumtum from this brayse and echlam. According to Rav Chizdom, tumtum doesn't belong here. Because tumtum is either a zocher or a nekevah. So it's not called the barrier by itself. It would be yot even by karbonis, even by behema for a carbon. Toshma, come another Gemara. It says that Rebbe Lezo Oimer, Ha Trefo via Klayim via Behemis, that are Trefis, or else Klayim, the parents are made from different min, two different minim, of the Yaitse Dauphin of Behemis that came out through the side, not through the womb, Tumtum via Drugnus again. So all these Behemis, like Kedoshim, they themselves don't become Kaddish, so like Kedoshim, for loy makdishim, so Rashi says it means loy kedushim betumura, klay ma'afilu tumura. Even if you want to take these things and make them into a tumura, it's not chal. Even though a tumura could be chal, even on a baal mum kavua, but I call upon him, it's not chal on these things, these psulim. The Gemara tumura dashens, and v'loy makdishim means it does not make a tumura. It means I'm not to say these things are kodesh. In the case, let's say Rashi says they're of lad kodeshim. Like the mother was Kaddish, was a korban, and the behemoth came out, the kid came out, the Yetzi Doifin, or it's a Klayim, or it's a Trefa, so even though it itself is Kaddish, but if you take another behemoth and say Zu Tachazu, it doesn't come to Murah. So all these things, what are like Kaddishim, for Loi Magdishim. The Gemara says, V'yama Shmuel, Shmuel explains, Loi Kaddishim a Tumurah. That these animals themselves, if you want to make them a Tumurah for another korban, it's not Chal Kaddish's Tumurah on these things. For Loi Magdishim, last is Tumurah. They're not Kaddish enough to make something else into a Tumura. But I call upon him, it says a Tumtum here. So you have to kasher, why not? According to Rav Chizda, it's either a Zohar or a Nekevom, so why shouldn't it have Kedusha? So Churitz Mashma, it's a new barrier. So Gemara answers again, no. I'll tell you, Sami Mikan Tumtum, you have to take out the word Tumtum from here. It doesn't apply according to Rav Chizda. Toshim, I come and bring another proof. It says that Rav Lezer says, Chamisha, there are five type of psulim of animals, that like Kedoshim, they themselves will not become a Temura. For like Makdishim, they can't make something else into a Temura. The Eluhain, these are the five things. It says clearly, Hatshreifa, V'yaklayim, V'yaytzedoifim, V'tumtum, V'yadrugnis. So it says clearly, Tumtum is one, and Adrugnis is the second one. So V'chitem, maybe you want to say, Hachinam here also, Sami Mikan Tumtum, take away the Psula Tumtum, because really it's either a Zohar or a Nekeva, so it should be Kosher over here. So Mer says, no, you can't take it away, because Hevelu Arbo would only be four. And it says here clearly, Reb Lezer holds five. So of course, Mashma clearly, according to Reb Lezer, a tumtum is like a min b'fnayatzma, it's a new creature. So not like a chizda. Smur says, no. I'll tell you really, apik tumtum, take out the word tumtum, that's not the right psul here. But v'ayil yosum, bring in the psul of a yosum. A yosum actually says, that's a case where the mother died, b'shata gave birth to the kid. So that kid now is possible for korban. The Gemara in Chulin, Darshan Psukim there, that a yosum is possible. That is, when it's born, it has to have a mother. If the mother dies later, it would be kosher for korban. But if the same time as giving birth, if the mother dies, that's called zeh pirush l'chayim. The zeh pirush l'misa, that's a psul. You can't use that payment for korban. So that's one of the five things Reb Elazar meant. Take out the psul atumtum. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, kitanoi, let's say that the Chizdi said, that everybody agrees a tumtum is a suffix, a zocher, or an akeda, but nothing else. Really, it's a machlokes tanoim. Why? Because Rebbe Loi Omer, Mishum Rebbe Yishmael, that Andrugnis Bechorhu Omuma Imai. Rebbe Yishmael holds it an Andrugnis, a behemoth that has both simonim. He mashmo, that's called the Vade Zocher, it's called the Zocher. So it has a Lacha Kedushas Bechor, just it has a mum with it, you could check it. Since it has simonim Nikavis, that whole of the Nikava, that's called the mum. That's Rebbe Yishmael Shita. Now, Bechomram the Chom say, Ain kedusha chalalov. There's no kedusha chalon at all. Rashi says why? To bury you. It's like a new creature. Therefore, an adrugna is called a new min b'fnayatzma. It's not a zorcha, not a mekeva. It has no kedushas b'chor on it. Rashi says avu b'tumtum loy pligi. But they don't argue about a tumtum. Why? The suffix a tumtum could be a suffix. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel and the Tanakama. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon the name of Rabbi Shimon. Hare Yoimer HaZocher. It says the word HaZocher over here. V'chol Mokim Shinem HaZocher Ein Velo Lohitzi Tumtum V'Yadrugnis. That a Tumtum, even a Tumtum cannot be a Bechor. Has no Kedushas Bechor. So the Chura, you see that according to Rabbi Shimon, he held that a Tumtum is not just on a Sofik, whether it's a Zocher or a Nekeva. Because there's only a doubt, the Apostle can't tell you no. The Apostle doesn't talk about doubts. To Hashem there's no doubt. Elamite smash mitzvah min b'fnei atzmai. So you see, this Reb Shmuel does not hold like Reb Chizda. He holds even a tumtum is called a min b'fnei atzmai. Shmuel says again, v'chitem, maybe you want to tell me again, sami mikan tumtum. No, I'll take out the psul tumtum here, because tumtum really is only a suffix, whether it's a zorcha or a nekeva. So vayta on this Reb Shimon would not say it's not a bechor. Shmuel says, if so, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda haynu rabbanan. If so, then Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, the same thing as the Rabbanan Shita then. That Lechura, they only take out an Andrugnis, but they don't talk about a Tumtum. Because a Tumtum tak is a Sofik, whether it's a Zohar or a Nekeva. So then what's the Machlekis or Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda and the Chachamim? Hain the Rabbanan. So as Elullah, this should be approved that Tumtum Mikabanel, they argue about Hilchas Tumtum. That what? The Tanakam is Sovar and Kedusha Chalolov. Andrugnis. Only by an Andrugnis, that's called the min b'fnei atzmai. That has no kedushas b'chor at all. Avo tumtum sveiku. But a tumtum is a sofik, whether it's a zocher or a nekeva. And therefore, the kodesh misveika. Mi sofik, it has kedushas b'chor on it. You can't work with it. You can't shear off the wool. Because as a sofik, maybe it's a b'chor. And on this, the Yosef Shimon. Shimon comes to argue. The Yosef Shimon. Ben Yehuda. Shimon Yehuda comes and says, the Maimon teaches know that Tumtum also is called the Ber Yehu, and therefore Bulei Kaddish, and has no Kedushas Bechor at all. Zachur Yisir, Chizdus Halach is a Machlokes Tanoim. According to Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda, he holds not like him. He holds like that even a Tumtum is called the Ber Yehu. It's a new creature, it has its new Halacha. It's not a Zachar, not a Mekeva. Tzimur says, Loi. It could be, I'll tell you, the Kuli Yam, everybody holds that Tumtum, the Ber Yehu Le Mesafka, no. For sure, a tumtum is not a new min by itself. That's no doubt over here. But zocher nekeva u demesavka. It's only a suffix whether a tumtum is either a zocher or a nekeva. So I'll tell you it's like this though. That matel mum v'mokim zachrus. If this tumtum of pshat is like a membrane, the skin is covering over it like air over there. You can't tell whether it's a zocher or a nekeva. But the maisa, the meirag line has to come out. So let's see, where is that hole there that the Meirag Laim comes out? So it is, if it lets out water, for Mokum Zachrus, the hole is by the Mokum where usually a Zachar would do it. So then, to Kuli Yamalur Pligi, nobody argues, everybody agrees, to Zacharu. Even though it's a Tumtum, it's covered up, but since we see it's letting out urine, the water, from the Mokum where regular Zachar does it, that's a proof that really there's a Zachrus behind, under the skin, and it's called the Vade Zachar. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes over here, I'll tell you, the matol mayim b'mokin akevis, whereby behemah, by this, is the difference. By a behemah, then the Kavis is much further away. And therefore, if the Mayim is coming out, now we're usually in the cable that's out the water. So here's the Machlekes. That mass of one old Chashinon, we're still afraid maybe it's a Zohar. It's a Sophic Kedusha. Why? We have to be afraid maybe Shema Nahapcho Zachrus and the Kevusai. Like, since it's a Modna Meimer anyway, it's a Tumtum, it's covered up, we have to be afraid maybe, well that's Maskon, we'll soon see, that maybe it's a Zachrus got switched around to be B'mokum, or usually in a caver has it. But really it's still a Zohar. Well, Masov, the other holds no, Loi Chashin, we're not afraid about this. And Lamaisa, right now, it's letting out the water B'mokum, we're in a caver would. So that's a proof to say it's in a caver. That's why he says it has no Kedushas at all. That's why your Shimon Ben Yehuda said it has no Kedusha at all. The Mora says, Ki ho dohoiru Rabbi Loi, like Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Loi once paskin, that the Behemo mato mayim b'mokum nekevos chulin. That if it lets out water b'mokum when a keva does, so that's proof that it's like a vandai in a keva. And therefore chulin means it has no kedushas b'chor. So that's the machlokes over here. Yeah, Rashi Zagabi b'chor we're talking about now. That has lochav in a keva. So Mora says, Teya bo Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon asked the question. Rabbi Yechon was bothered over here that mando lo yichosh to Tanakama ulu Rabbi Yishmoel. Like, why aren't you afraid for the Tanakama and Rabbi Yishmoel? Like, who could this shita be like? So Rashi says like this. Teya bo Rabbi Yechon. Pacharod v'bloi. That's what the v'bloi paskin. That if the mayim comes out, the mokum usually in the keva lets it out, that's the proof that's really in the keva. So he said, the chur, that's not by the Tanakama, and not like Rabbi Shmuel, or says the Mastisa from Al Mishnah, the Yomer that they say over there, tumtum ainu nishchat, that if you have a behemoth, a tumtum, you can't shecht it, loibe mikdash, like you can't bring it for korban, it's called a mum, for loibe medina, like it's a tatsa b'chor, you can't shecht it outside either. Mishum de sveiku, it's a sofik, whether it's a zocher in a keva. If so, Salo should be. To Rabbi Shmuel, to Rabbi Shmuel loy polig elo bi andrugnis the nas in the cave is shaloi charitz. That's what makes it a mum over there. But over here, where there's no mum, he holds that's our Mishnah says it's not like this, not like that. Says so. If you're telling me now over here, where it lets out the water b'mok in the cave, there's vader in the cave. So how could our Mishnah say Leib Medina? Like, why not? There should be a vadai. It should be a vadai in a keva. Samura says, "V'leim of Yechon, wonder of Yechon, and say Nami that Mandel Echosh Rabbanim Basroi. One he wasn't afraid about. Who does know from Rabbanim Basroi? The Yomer of Chizda, because of Chizda says like this, that Machlokes beyond Drugnus. Where's the machloikis? Only by nedrugnis. That's the machloikis, whether it's called a min b'fnei yatsma or not. Abu betumtum, or Rabbi Yechon b'chidda said before, but by a tumtum, where the simonim are closed over, are covered up with skin, Tivriyak, everybody agrees, sveika. It's a sveika heavy. So it's not like the Rabbon and Basroi. Rashi said, l'svila Rabbi Yechon, to Rabbi Chizda, Rabbon and Basroi, a tumtum nami yomri, to bury, it's also called a barrier. Muslim like this. Rabbi Yechonon loisri like the Rav Chizda. Rabbi Yechon does not hold like Rav Chizda. He loisri lei leim who the yamik Rabbona Basroi. Because if he doesn't hold like Rav Chizda, then he should have said he holds like Rabbona Basroi. Let him say that clearly. Why should he loisri lei amayko matan womuz Rabbi Yechonon's kasha or Rabbi Loi who the yamik Rabbona Basroi? Maybe Rabbi Loi attacker does not hold like Rav Chizda, and Rabbi Loi holds like Rabbona Basroi. That even a tumtum is called a minbayat by itself. So Mar said, what was Rabbi Yechon bothered by? So Mar said, Hokikom, this is what he meant to say. So Mar said, Hokinam, because that's what he meant to say. Man shava trei v'yavik echad. Like, who is this Tana, Rabbi Loi, that leaves over the psak of two of them? That they hold what? It's a suffix. And he holds like one kechad, that Rabboni Basroi. The Mar says, though really, but Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Loi, commands v'lei, who does he hold like? He holds like, he holds the Yom Rashlaka, like what Shlaka said, that Le Omru Tumtim Sofik, when do we say the Klal always in Chazal, that a Tumtim, where the Mokum Erev is covered up, that's a Safek. We don't know whether it's a Zochor and a Keva. That's only the Yodim. We only said that by a man. Hoyo v'zachrus and the Kevus of a Mokum Echod. That an Isha and a man, there's not that much of a difference where the Mokum, like Mayim, comes out. It's pretty close together. Avo, so therefore, where the Mokum is covered up and we can't tell whether this person is a man or an Isha, that's like a good Safek. We don't know, you can't tell where the water comes out from. It's pretty close together, the place where by a man and by an Isha. Avo behema, but by a behema, there's a big difference. So mato mayim b'mokim zachris. If the water comes out, we usually a zocher lets it out from. So that's a zocher. That's a vadi zocher. But mato mayim b'mokim the kevah lets out the water. But mokim usually in the kevah does. Mashma by behema. There's a big difference between the two places. They're far away. So then the kevah. So by behema that time there's a simon to say it's a vadi in the kevah. So nechlam is that we always say tumtum is a sofik. That's only by an ish, by a man. But by behema, it depends where the mayim comes out from. At the bottom place says, lo yarmu tumtum sofik al biyodom, kereshim ben yuda the svirle. Men v'la believe not, it's not according to everybody, komar. Tepshita lo tanakama de masnisin, the sveiku. Because the tanakama of our mishnah sure holds it's a sofik. Therefore he says, the ain shechtin, lo yi b'mikdish lo b'medina. It's not everybody that's saying this svara. It's only Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. And this the Gemara says, "Mask of Lora Vayishia for Leichus Shemen Ahapcha Zachrusel in the Kevus." Like yes, even if say the Mayim comes out, but Mokmur in the Keva does. But why do we say the svara that we had before? Why are we afraid that maybe the Zachrus changed in the place where usually the Keva lets out? So even though the hole where the Mayim is coming out is the Mokmur in the Keva usually lets out. But maybe really the behemoth is really a zocher. So he said back to him, what kind of question is this? The guru command to Rabbi Meir. He asked him this question, who only according to Rabbi Meir sheet, we know Rabbi Meir is chayish lemutai. It's a meat to be chayshid, maybe the zacharis was changed around to a mokum the kevus. Usually it doesn't happen. So who are you asking the question according to Rabbi Meir? The chayish lemutai? Samara says, could be no. That Abaya bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin. The Yarmu Tevaya, they both say like this, no. That Afilu Teme Rabbonin, even according to Rabbonin Chita, that usually they're not Chayshin Lemutai, Yoni Chayshit for a Rav, not for Meat. But I tell you, over here it's different by this Behema. Hoyo V'yishtani Yishtani, since the Behema changed, like from its Mokum, it changed from its Zachrus, it became a Tumtum, like a regular Behema is not a Tumtum. This Behema became a Tumtum. So since it changed anyway, that it's covered up, it could be that it's Mokum Zachrus changed to the Mokum of the Kevus. That's why here there's a Sofik. Ishtani, Ishtani, Isayir. The Ista Yarmi, some say Ishtani, the Ista Yamalai Ishtani. And some say yes, it did change, and therefore it's a Sofik, maybe it's still a Zohar, and some say no, we say it did not change, and therefore we consider it like an Ish, like a Zohar. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's really say that Ishtani v'lo Ishtani tenoi. If we're afraid, again with this behema, lets out the mayim, the hole where the water comes out from Mokum, really in the cave it comes out. So are we a suffix to say maybe it's really a zocher and it changed the zakhus, changed the nut? That's not like a tenoi, maybe. Why? The Tanya learned like this. Tumtum shekiddish. So even by a man we're talking about right now. Yeah. Rashi says what? Leimi Armin Hoyl Vishtani or Lermin Tanoihi. Yeah, it's not like it's Tanoim. Well, it says like this. The Tanya. Tumtum Shekiddish. You have a person that's a Tumtum. His Simonim are covered up. We don't know whether it's an Ish or an Isha. Shekiddish. Let's say he played the role as a man and he married a lady. So, Lechumra, we have to be afraid that Kedushin is Kedushin. Like maybe he's an Ish and the Kedushin should be Chal. She'll need a get. What's going to be Niskadish, let's say this person played the role as a lady, and she received the Kedushin, also Kedushin of Kedushin. You have to be afraid, maybe the Kedushin is Chal, because you have a Sofik, this Tumtum, whether it's Nish or it's a Zachra. So both ways you have to go to Chumra. Now, V'cholitz, V'cholitz and Lishtoi, he could give Chalitza, Min HaSofik, Rashi V'cholitz, L'chumra, Shemein Shom Achaz, nobody else, Elohu, a boy Yivim to Chalitza. You have to make Chalitza. was a suffix, maybe it's an ish. And v'choltzim l'ishto, the same thing, he had to give chlitza to his wife. Or miyavim l'ishtoi, they could be miyavim his wife also. For the same thing, it's a suffix, maybe he's a zocher. So if it's a zocher, then his wife had a mitzvah yibum, so the brothers could marry, could be miyavim her. And the tzaddik say he was in the keva though, then the kedusha was not chal at all, so there's no pashas yibum anyway. That's one braisa. For Tanya, another braisa says, Eishes tumtum, the wife of a tumtum, Choletzes, we can give her chalitza. When he dies, that the suffix maybe was the man, and the kedusha was chal, and had no kids, the mitzvah chalitza. But the other brother cannot be miyabim her. So why not? Saru, because we thought to say the kuli yalma krevikiva. Everybody holds like krevikiva. The yalma krevikiva holds soris chama. A person that's born a soris, a person that's born that he can't have children, is so loy chelis v'loy miyabim. There's no mitzvah chalitza, and there's no mitzvah yibim by him. His wife has no din chalitza, has no din yibim. If so, my love, what's the machlekes over here? Lechur bokeh miflegi. The man, the yom achilas v'cholzim liyishtoi, says yes. That's the wife of this tumtum. There's a mitzvah chalitza yibim to do with her. Or miyav mes ishtoi. Leir min, I do not say. Hoyel v'yishtani yishtani. I do not say since she changed, she changed. Meaning to say, even though it's a tumtum right now, but it's possible to say maybe he could have kids. Just the fact his body was changed to be a tumtum, that doesn't tell us clearly he's born a soros. So it's not for sure, since that changed, this also changed. Yeah. Yoman diyama choletzes v'loy misyibim. No one says, no, it's only chalitza, not yibum. Armin, and he'll say, hoyel v'yishtani yishtani, that since the body changed, there's a good sad to say, he's a soros chanom. And therefore, there's no pasture of yibum altogether. So, who you see, it's a machlekas in this svara, that when the body changed, even though we're talking about by a behema, but the similar machlekas here by Nodim also, if the body of the yodim changed, then it became a tumtim, or do we say also, maybe the soros chama, he can't have kids also or not? So, Mar says, no, could be a slata machlekas, v'eloi. Could be the kuliyam, everybody agrees, Armin, that we say, hoyo v'yishtani yishtani, yes. Since the body changed this much, we have a good doubt, maybe it changed even more. So what's the machlekes? So we are tell you, ho Reb Lezer, ho Reb Akiva. It's a machlekes Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva, whether a Saras Chama is in the mitzvah Yibim or not. Maybe that's the machlekes over here. The Rashi says, O Loi, the Kuliyam Amrin and Shem Yishtani, O Mesavkin and Lei B'Saras Chama. Why do we say the Misyabemis? That's Reb Lezer, the Yom Perakorom, even though the husband was a soros chama, he couldn't have any children, still if he dies, there's a mitzvah yibum. So that's the machlekes over here. Do we hold a Reb Lezer or Reb Akiva? The other one says, man tana, who's this tana, alibud Reb Akiva? Who's the tana that goes according to Reb Akiva? Those that a soros chama attack his puzzle. Let me, if you want to tell me, Reb Yehuda goes according to Reb Yehuda, hovade soros meshavile. According to Reb Yehuda, it's a vadai. A tumtum is a vadai a shinui. Rashi, soros vadai mishavile le tumtum. Fi afilu chalitza, you shouldn't have to have chalitza rida. Dor Reb Akiva b'yeshes soros chama le boi chalitza, you shouldn't have to have chalitza rida. So according to Reb Yehuda, it's like a vadai, he's a soros chama. She shouldn't be chalitza rida. There's none we learned. Reb Yehuda says, Reb Yehuda Aymer, tumtum, a person that was a tumtum, first was covered up over there. Then shenikra, his skin was cut open. V'nimtza zocher, we found out that he's a zocher. Sareza lo yechlatz, yishno, there's no mitzvah chalitza to his wife. V'vnei shu kisaros, because he's considered vada like a saros chama, like for sure he can never have any children. And therefore there's no mitzvah chalitza on his wife. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, it's like a vada, it's not even a suffix. So there shouldn't be chalitza either then. There's no yibum, there's no chalitza. Elad must be according to Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya would learn like this. Reb Yosef Reb Yudu Aymer. Tumtum, if the man's a tumtum, loy chalitz, we don't make chalitza to his wife. Why? Because Shema Yikra v'yimtza soros chama. Maybe later this tumtum will split open over the other makam. We'll find out that he's a zocher and he's a soros chama. And therefore, you don't give chalitza. So that's the question. Otto, do you think called the mikri zokah mishtakach the kevel mishtakach. Like what are you saying? You'll open it. You'll cut open there, and you form it to be a zokah. It's a suffix though, a tumtum. Maybe you form it to be in a kevel. So it's true. That's what he meant to say that shema komar. It means like this. Just maybe shema yikra. Maybe they'll cut open the mokum there. Be in the kevel. And therefore, pshita is no mitzvah yibum or chalitzachal. Because if he's the lady, so he didn't get married. He can't marry another lady. Inami, and if you want to tell me what zochor nami, that maybe we'll open up the finding to be a zochor, and zochor nami, shema yimtza saras chama. Maybe you'll find to be a saras chama. That's why you don't give chalitza. That's why you don't give chalitza. It's a suffix. So Morris says, maybe, then what's the difference? Rashi says, ben yab yud l'rab yasi, betumtum shemes ochiv, they both agree you don't make chalitza. So what should be the nafkamina between them? Samar says, lifso b'mokam achim. Let's say they do make chalitza. Does it pass so b'mokam there are other brothers there? Rashi says, im yesh im ayach, let's say there are other brothers that are healthy. And this one, the tumtum, now went and made chalitza to his brother's wife. So Rabbi Yehuda lav klum of it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it means nothing. The one of them passed on the other brothers. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a saras cham, it means nothing. But according to Rabbi Yosi, it's only a suffix psul, therefore it's a suffix, so now that he made chalitza, he'll pass on his brothers mitam suffix. Another pshat the Gemara says is, v'lach l'shlei b'mokim achim ikibunayu. If there's no other brothers, should there be chalitza or not? Rashi says, in main achim, there's no other brothers, in la tumtum.